This is Into the Multiverse with Josh Peck.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Into the Multiverse. If you haven't had a chance to do so yet, make sure you subscribe to this channel and click the bell for notifications. YouTube still might not notify you. They've been really haphazard about that lately. So if they don't notify you, if they never tell you that a new episode is up, don't worry. Just check back every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Central. And unless there's some major catastrophic emergency, we will have a new episode for you every week. So as promised last week, today we're going to talk about this new particle collider that's being proposed that's going to apparently smash matter and antimatter together. Now, hundreds of physicists from Europe and beyond have met in Granada, Spain to develop a plan for a next-generation collider that will eventually supersede the Large Hadron Collider, or LHC, at CERN. That's right, LHC is actually outdated now, believe it or not. Now, while no decisions were taken about specific collider technologies at the Open Symposium of the European Strategy for Particle Physics, the 600 participants had their say on the important physics questions that need to be addressed by future collider facilities, at least according to scientists. Now, speaking after the meeting, Ursula Bassler, president of the CERN Council, said it is, quote, important for decision makers to get very broad input from as many physicists as possible. It is important to hear what the scientists say, not just heads of labs, end quote. Fabiola Giannotti, director general of CERN, said she received two main messages from the meeting. Quote, number one is that the particle physics community is incredibly productive, end quote. She also said, quote, it's amazing to see how much we have done since the last European strategy for particle physics in 2013. The second message is there is an incredible amount of ideas, end quote. So among the many interesting questions that she said Europe needed to address were the Higgs boson, dark matter, and the flavor problem. So she said, quote, the Higgs is still mysterious, and understanding the behavior of the Higgs boson is a must. Frank and open discussions need to happen. Now, Fermilab's Vladimir Shiltsov told Physics World that he was very pleased that participants from across the particle physics community were able to have frank and open discussions at the meeting, adding, quote, participants did not stay away from hard questions. Shiltsev, who has worked on accelerators worldwide, said that he was also impressed with the organization that was done before the symposium that resulted in more than 160 well-thought-through input documents and suggestions that allowed fact-based discussions to take place in Granada. Now, Europe is not the only region that could host a next-generation collider, with plans afoot in both Japan and China. Now, we've talked about this on Into the Multiverse before, and as always, I want to know what you think. Is this even a good idea? Should we be messing around with this stuff? Leave a comment in the comment section below. But indeed, about 15% of participants in Granada were from outside of Europe. And Giannotti says that global cooperation will be crucial for the future success of particle physics. Sort of sounds a little bit like Tower of Babel stuff. She added that it is possible that CERN could participate in collider projects outside of Europe, but said that it is crucial that Europe has her own next-generation collider. Bassler adds that there is a strong will in the European physics community to have a facility in Europe, adding that Europe is leading the way towards a next-generation collider. Now, one CERN proposal for a next-generation collider is the Future Circular Collider, FCC, which would have a 100-kilometer circumference and collide protons at energies up to 100 TeV. In contrast, the LHC has a 27-kilometer circumference and a collision energy of only 13 TeV. Now, another CERN proposal is the Compact Linear Collider, or CLIC, C-L-I-C, which would smash together electrons and positrons. This is matter and antimatter. So the so-called Compact Linear Collider, or CLIC, is a proposed 31-mile-long high-energy particle accelerator. And in essence, CLIC resembles the groundbreaking particle physics going on at CERN's world-famous Large Hadron Collider. But there are a number of key differences which distinguish the proposed accelerator from its LHC predecessor. And according to Professor Aidan Robson, a click particle physicist at CERN and the University of Glasgow, the new collider promises to be a much cleaner and more efficient machine than the LHC. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing is up to up for discussion. The physicist told express.co.uk, quote, "The idea is the same in that we take particles and we smash them together at very high energies, and by doing that, we induce fundamental interactions to happen at a very high energy scale. Then we can probe those interactions, and we have the possibility of producing new heavy particles that weren't there before the interaction. This is using the idea from Einstein and general relativity that mass is a form of energy, so if you can get enough energy in a small enough space, then you have the possibility of converting some of it into the masses of new heavy particles," end quote. But where the LHC smashes together heavy particles of protons around a circular track near the speed of light, click would smash together electrons and positrons in a straight tunnel. Electrons are one of the fundamental particles under the standard model of particle physics, and positrons are their antimatter counterparts. So when matter interacts with its exact antimatter counterpart, in this case, negative electrons with positively charged positrons, the two cancel each other out in a flash of pure energy. So electrons and positrons are almost 2,000 times lighter than protons, making them both easier and harder to work with. So protons are heavier and easier to accelerate as a result, but they break down into fundamental quarks, meaning their collisions produce more noise. Professor Robson said click creates a much cleaner environment than the LHC with more precise measurements and fewer particles to sift through. But what exactly are the scientists hoping to achieve with these high-energy collisions? Ultimately, all of the experiments at CERN aim to answer the fundamental question of our universe and how it was built. So particle collision experiments recreate on a minute scale the conditions present at the birth of the universe. When particles and electrons collide at really high energies, they enter an intermediate state of pure raw energy from which new particles can emerge. So far, this has allowed scientists at CERN and the LHC to discover in 2012 the Higgs boson, a fundamental particle and manifestation of the Higgs field, through which all other particles gain mass. Now, Professor Robson said, quote, "In that moment of the collision, you have a pure energy state, and then that energy can be converted into the masses of new particles. So, for example, sometimes you could produce a muon and an anti-muon, but it's not that the muon and anti-muon were somehow inside the electron and the positron that we started with. They're annihilated, they've gone, but then the energy is converted into these other particles. And so you can create particles that we know about, or we hope you can create particles which we haven't seen yet," end quote. So particle physicists also hope to learn more about the nature of dark matter, which we talked a little bit about last week. In case you missed it, it's a mystery substance which has so far remained undetectable, but explains why galaxies have more gravity than they should. But it will take a while before Click takes off from the ground, and there are other particle accelerator proposals on the table. So, for instance, the Future Circular Collider, or FCC, at CERN is proposed. It's a 62-mile-long accelerator that's more akin to the LHC. So the first stage of getting Click approved involves Professor Robson traveling to the European Strategy for Particle Physics, which started in May 13th in Granada, Spain. Now, during this international symposium of particle physicists, Professor Robson had advocated for the funding needed to build Click in three stages starting in 2026. So he said, quote, "It's really hard to guess what will happen, but as far as Click is concerned, I think we're in a pretty strong position," end quote. However, according to a new study, dark matter may have already been explained So we have to talk about this. Dark matter is not a hypothetical substance, but is real, and it's a fundamental building block of the universe, according to a shocking new study. Now, astrophysicists estimate dark matter accounts for about 85%, 85 to 90% of all the matter in the known universe. Now, scientists, however, have mostly been unable to detect this mystery material because the weak interactions it has with the electromagnetic forces. They're intangible at best. But astrophysicists have only been able to infer its existence from the gravitational effects that it appears to have on normal matter. As a result, dark matter is considered a hypothetical substance likely built from a form of undiscovered subatomic particles. This has recently led some scientists to question whether the substance exists at all and whether it will ever be discovered. But a new study published in the Astrophysical Journal, led by the International School for Advanced Studies, or SISSA, has sought to dispel the doubt surrounding dark matter. Chiara Di Paolo, a doctoral student of astrophysics at SISSA, said, quote, 3 years ago, a few colleagues of the Case Western Reserve University strongly questioned our understanding of the universe and the in-depth work of many researchers, casting doubt on the existence of dark matter in the galaxies. Analyzing the rotation curves of 153 galaxies, principally the classical spiral kind, they obtained an empirical relationship between total gravitational acceleration of the stars observed and the component which we would observe in the presence of sole ordinary matter in the classical Newtonian theory. This empirical relationship, which seemed valid in all the galaxies they analyzed and at any galactic radius, motivated the explanation of gravitational acceleration without necessarily calling into question dark matter, but involving, for example, theories of modified gravity, such as modified Newtonian dynamics, end quote. That was a mouthful. Now, according to U.S. space agency NASA, galaxies and dark matter go together like peanut butter and jelly. Astronomers believe dark matter exists within each observable galaxy and could be one of the triggers which aid the creation of galaxies. So, in essence, dark matter is believed to be the glue which holds the visible matter within these galaxies together. And because of this, astronomers were surprised in 2018 to discover galaxy NGC 1052 DF2 only had about 1/400th of the expected amount of dark matter. So Peter Van Dokkum of Yale University said, quote, "We thought that every galaxy had dark matter and that dark matter is how a galaxy begins. This invisible, mysterious substance is the most dominant aspect of any galaxy. So finding a galaxy without it is unexpected. It challenges the standard idea of how we think galaxies work, and it shows that dark matter is real. It has its own separate existence apart from other components of galaxies. This result also suggests that there may be more than one way to form a galaxy," end quote. So the presence of dark matter in galaxies is used to explain how stars move around and cluster together in a way which ordinary matter cannot explain. Paolo Solucci, a professor of astrophysics at SISSA, said, quote, "We have studied the relationship between total acceleration and its ordinary component in 106 galaxies, obtaining different results from those that have been previously observed. This not only demonstrates the inexactness of the empirical relationship previously described, but removes doubts on the existence of dark matter in the galaxies. Furthermore, the new relationship found could provide crucial information on the understanding of the nature of this indefinite component," end quote. So unlike normal matter, dark matter doesn't reflect or emit light, and it doesn't interact with the electromagnetic force. So it doesn't interact with photons, for example. This makes dark matter incredibly hard to observe, but scientists have been able to speculate about how the substance works. So according to the physicist at CERN, the European Organization for Nuclear Research, one theory suggests dark matter exists in a parallel world, unlike our own. Another theory proposes dark matter contains so-called supersymmetric particles, which mirror those in the widely accepted standard model of particle physics. If you ever watch Stranger Things, you could sort of think of the upside down in that way. So CERN said, quote, if one of these theories were to be true, it could help scientists gain a better understanding of the composition of our universe and, in particular, how galaxies hold together. Unfortunately, CERN's Large Hadron Collider, which slams proton particles at near the speed of light, cannot quite yet detect the elusive material. Dark matter is the yet-to-be-discovered matter, which astrophysicists believe helps galaxies stay together, end quote. Now, dark matter is currently undetectable, but scientists know it's there because without it, galaxies would not have enough matter to produce the gravity holding it tightly together. Dark energy, on the other hand, is described as a form of energy spread throughout the universe, which is causing the expansion of space to accelerate. Astronomer Sabrina Steerwalt said, quote, some researchers are searching for an explanation that encompasses both dark matter and dark energy. One example of such a theory uses a form of energy called a scalar field. Things would certainly be easier if we didn't need to have separate theories to explain dark matter and dark energy. However, other researchers look at dark matter and dark energy as two separate problems. For example, many string theories use supersymmetric particles to explain dark matter and make no connection to dark energy at all, end quote. So obviously it's a big deal, there's a lot to look at, and we're going to keep up on this story here on Into the Multiverse. But as always, I want to know what you think. Are they just probing the dimension of demons, or is this a legitimate and valid scientific pursuit? Please leave me a comment in the comment section below. And again, if you haven't had a chance to already, make sure you subscribe to this channel and click the bell for notifications. All right, everybody, until next week, I hope you have a great day. Take care. God bless.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for the most unique special offer in SkyWatch TV history. We proudly announce the Vault Declassified Special Collection. For your $35 donation during this very limited time offer, you'll receive the new book by Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Progressive Evil, How Radicals Are Redefining America's Rights, Making Her Globally Irrelevant for the End Times. Derek P. Gilbert's astonishing new book, Bad Moon Rising, Islam, Armageddon, and the Most Diabolical Double Cross in History. And the groundbreaking new book from Carl Gallup's, Gods of the Final Kingdom, Unveiling the Secrets of the Raging Celestial War. And now, in a SkyWatch TV first, directly from Tom Horn's personal private vault, you'll receive completely free of charge the never-before-released Tom Horn Secret Files USB flash drive. This drive is not available anywhere else and comes completely loaded with hundreds of files, including the world-exclusive, behind-the-scenes, off-the-record video interview regarding perhaps the biggest scandal and cover-up in U.S. history. So hot, we're unable to discuss the specific contents on network television. This two-hour investigative interview has not been released anywhere else and provides new forensic information connected to the Robert Mueller report that may soon send shockwaves through Washington, D.C. and around the world. The Tom Horn Secret Files USB flash drive also includes the Defender Films full-length two-time Telly Award-winning documentary movie Inhuman, the much-sought-after Defender Red Letter Edition Bible with expanded Apocrypha on Kindle and digital files, Eastward Bible software, brand new video presentations from the Watchman Conference, a massive data library of ebooks with tens of thousands of pages and hours of bonus interviews on video with leading prophecy experts. The Tom Horn Secret Files USB flash drive is valued at over $500. Yours now absolutely free when you order the Vault Declassified Special Collection from SkyWatch TV. But we're still not done. Skywatch TV's Off the Record series is back by popular demand with the Gods of War edition on DVD, featuring exclusive interviews with Pastor Carl Gallops, Senior Pentagon Analyst Robert McGinnis, and Derek and Sharon Gilbert on the coming hyper battle between the forces of God and the titans of biblical prophecy. This unprecedented collection, sold separately, holds a retail value of over $600. Yours now for only $35 plus shipping and handling. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime Skywatch TV exclusive offer that's too hot for network television. The Vault Declassified Special Collection. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.